it's interesting because the subjects that they chose were directly related to the lives of a few of their classmates. So it went from being one student talking about how adoption had affected their life or how epilepsy had affected their life to having two or three kids in a small group learning about it, and then a larger group learning enough to make posters and to make informational videos for their peers around the school. So it was great how it built, so that somebody had something that they were engaged in personally, and then they got a group excited about it, and then that group got excited about spreading the word to, you know, the whole school community of 400 or 500 kids. The finished product, I mean, and I said, you know, add this or take that away, or so all this like little technical advice, but really all of the meat and potatoes, all the material came from them, and the ideas came from them, and they were so pleased with themselves. When we were done and we had sent out this, you know, 4-part information video presentation to all the different classes, like they felt that they had accomplished something. And on top of that, it was something that was important to them and important to their classmates, so they could see the results of their efforts, which is nice. It's not always possible that it's something really tangible that you come up with at the end of a project that you want to keep or that you want to tell other people that you accomplished. So this was nice. It was a rare opportunity to do something sort of permanent. That's right. I mean, oftentimes you're proud for a little while. You take it home, you put it on the fridge or something, right? But you can only have so many paper mache volcanoes in your garage before they sort of have to go away. It's their voices on the video. It's their idea of what a little kid needs to know to understand adoption, or a big kid needs to know to understand the plight of a group of people half a world away. So it was really cool.